UFOs over New York City. Culture of Contact. UFO Conference and Film Festival in New York City. It'll be this weekend at the Pioneer Theater, Two Boots Theater to most people. And that's located at 3rd Street between Avenues A and B. And also some of the events will be at Public School 63 at 121 East 3rd Street. That's between 1st Avenue and Avenue A. Hello, I'm Jerry Pippin, and our very own Farrah Yedoza is here. She's the opening night hostess for one of the big events of the year and the first major event in New York City that I know of. Farrah will be one of the speakers as well. Right now, Farrah is on the line with us, broadcasting from her home studio in Hoboken, New Jersey. Farrah, it's good to talk to you. There in New Jersey. How are you?
Yes, it is wonderful to talk to you. Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
You're a busy woman these days. You're going to be out in Roswell while we're out there, so we hope to be talking to you there. And, of course, you've got this a tarot card reading thing. We'll get into that in a minute, too. I want to find out about that. You got an interesting video there, by the way. But I want to talk to you right now about the culture of contact. This is UFOs Invade Manhattan. That's the way it's billed, June 22nd through 24th.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about the event and how it started. As you know, since I came to the United States, I have been in several UFO congresses, conventions, conferences, in several places. But I noticed something. Most of the UFO events are always in the West Coast or in the mid-side of the United States, but there was nothing in the East Coast. And I was really thinking that we need a good UFO event here in the New York City area, in the East Coast. And Harold Aguirre, a very professional UFO investigator and a very professional reporter, journalist, one day I was speaking with him, and I said, you know what, we have to do something. We have to start to an event. And David Huggins, an abductee and artist, we were visiting him here in Hoboken. He's my neighbor in Hoboken. And he said, if you do such a thing, I would like to join too. I said, of course, I mean. So this is how it happened. When we first talked about it, it was last fall. So then Harold, of course, as he is a very professional and a very experienced UFO investigator and reporter, he started to work on the project. And this weekend, this coming weekend, we are going to make it happen after so many years, because for many years there wasn't any good UFO conferences in this area, in East Coast area.
UFO Magazine is helping you a little bit on
this.
Yes,
UFO Magazine is one of the major contributors, sponsors, and also Jeremy Vianney. He's a writer and an experiencer as well, abductee as well, and he's one of the organizers of the event.
In the July issue coming out, I'm joining you as one of the columnists. I'm writing a pretty long feature about what we expect to find in Roswell 60 years later. Now, let's get back to this thing in Manhattan. Now when we talk about some of the things happening there, you're going to show some classic sci-fi movies too, right? Do you recall offhand what some of those movies will be?
Yes, old and new movies. There are going to be some of them from the 40s, 50s, black and white movies, and some of them are the new ones. So exactly, it is going to be a very, very interesting weekend for the movie lovers and UFO fans.
Yeah, in addition to the movies, you have a gallery of art as well, dedicated
to UFOs.
Yes,
there will be artists.
Mm-hmm. And so will the movies show all the during the whole, entire 3 days, or there's a special time for the movies?
Most of the movies are going to be on Saturday and also on the Friday opening day. There will be a movie screening. The first movie is Earth and the Flying Saucers. So it will be the Friday movie. This is the first movie. And then mm-hmm. We are going to have a brief question and answer with alien abductees. And also Michael Lackman is going to speak. He's the writer of the Alien Rock movie, Alien Rock book. He wrote a book about rock musicians and their extraterrestrial encounters or their opinions about the UFOs.
Oh, so there'll be live music too.
Oh yes, there will be groups, music bands. I mean, there will be. For instance,
I believe also you can have people from the New York theater community doing some readings, and maybe even some comedy stand-up.
It will be a stage reading. Yes, it will be a stage reading. It is Jeremy's book. I know why the aliens don't land, but this time it's a one-man show with guests.
Now you actually are going to be the hostess the first day, I think.
Yes, Harold Egger and I am going to make the opening speech, and then we are going to have the movie, the other speakers.
Now, when we're talking about some of the things here, you mentioned artwork, and I know Bud Hopkins is going to be there.
Yes.
Any of his paintings going
to
be there?
No, no. Bud Hopkins is going to be speaking about alien abductions, and I guess he's going to be speaking about his latest investigations. So the other speakers are Trish Corbett and Michael Mannion. They are from the Mindshift Institute. And it is very interesting because somebody, I guess he's coming from South America, Antonio Huneus, he's going to give a lecture about the latest developments in ufology in South America.
Now, they can go to cultureofcontact.com, and we have a link to that for the complete schedule and tickets, and as you said earlier, the directions on how to get there. Well, so this is kind of a combination film festival, art gallery, and lecture series.
Yes, because the extraterrestrial contact or the UFO contact covers many things. It is not only the science, it is not only the abduction, it is not only the space consciousness, but it is directly affecting our creative side. And most of the abductees are artists. They are reflecting their experiences in their painting, in their artwork, in their music, as well as in their writing. And movies are very important. Television is very important. It is very easy to see the direct effects of extraterrestrial contact in movies. So when you look at the old science fiction movies about extraterrestrials or about UFOs, there is lots of real knowledge. So there were abductees then, too. I mean, abduction is not something new. So for that reason, contact is affecting our cultural life as well as our spiritual life, our social life. Extraterrestrial contact has social effects.
We all know, Farah, from with you being with us for a long time now, some years, that you're no stranger when it comes to television production.
Yes.
And we talk about you've done quite a few things here in America. Even.
Yes, of course. I did the TLC's That Tennis Show last year.
And do you have anything planned this year? It looks like you're out on the lecture circuit more than anything else this year. You're going to be in Roswell, and you're doing this thing in Manhattan this weekend.
Well,
aren't you going out to the Bay Area thing? And
yes, this year, yes, I'm going to San Francisco Bay Area UFO Expo too. And also, my first English book that I wrote in UFOs is in publishing right now, is in print right now, and we are trying to get it ready for Roswell.
You're going to talk about what at this UFO symposium here in Manhattan? Is it the same subject you'll be discussing
later?
Well,
not exactly, because now I will be speaking in New York City. So I am going to talk about a New York area contact case. When I was doing TLC's Dead Tenants show, in one of the episodes, in one of the cases, we went to a junkyard in Pine Bush area. As you know, Pine Bush area is a very important hot spot for UFO landings and sightings. But our goal was to investigate a ghost attack, because the family who owns the junkyard, they have been suffering from ghost attacks. We spent a weekend there. So when we started to talk about and do some research in the location, I immediately noticed that it wasn't only the ghost attack. Yes, the junkyard was haunted for several reasons. And also, there was a very strong paranormal energy in the location. But there is also an abduction case. And it is not only one or two persons from the family. It comes from one generation to other. Now, next weekend in Manhattan, I will be talking about this case as well as the other things. Paranormal activity rises up. Or sometimes, paranormal activity, the existing paranormal activity, attracts the UFOs. So between UFO cases and paranormal cases, there is a big relationship.
So it's hard to figure out, as we say in this country, which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yes, it is exactly the chicken or the egg case. Definitely, definitely.
Farrah, we're going to take a little break, and folks, listen to this very carefully. It's a clue to what Farrah is doing now on our website. And you have a whole website dedicated to tarot.
Yes, www.farahstarot.com.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks, to talk about that.
Hello, this is Farah Yurduz. Maybe you have questions about love, your job, your health, money, and more. With my psychic gifts and my tarot readings, we can reveal the solutions to your deepest mysteries. Please visit me through Jerry Pippin Radio, and let's find the answers together.
Click on Farrah's banner for the answers to the most personal question.
Well, tarot card reading is a really ancient tradition. And it is completely spiritual. But it is not only spiritualism. Tarot consists cosmology, astrology, parapsychology, numerology, history, normal earth history, and religious objects.
Yeah, you know, so how does this work? Somebody fills out the little form, and you contact them on the tarot readings? Is that the way that works?
Yes. There are many different ways to give a good tarot reading, to guide people, persons, giving them a tarot reading. Because tarot cards are carrying a very strong energy with their symbols. Tarot is based on symbology. And those symbols are ancient, definitely very ancient. And a good tarot card reader, if she or he a psychic or a medium, can interpret the symbols, touching the spiritual existence of the person who asks the question.
I have quite a lot of experience with this, and anyone anywhere in the world can take advantage of your ability.
Yes. I have been giving tarot readings to many people from Turkey or from United States, sometimes by phone, sometimes by email. They can send me their questions as a form, and each reading is specially done for the person's questions and their needs.
Yeah, we have a yes. link to all of that, so people can check and find out what we're talking about exactly.
Yes.
In the first 15 minutes when we talked about this UFO culture of contact.
Cultural contact, yes. Yes, the event will be done in Pioneer Theater in East Village. The exact address is East 3rd Street between Avenue A and B, New York City. And the telephone number is 212-591-0434.
And the movies themselves will be at the Pioneer Theater?
Yes, the movies will be in Pioneer Theaters. And
the Two Boots Pioneer Theater, if we want to get the correct name in there. I don't know why they call it Two Boots, but I
guess.
Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
It will be my second time in Pioneer Theater, in fact. The movie is about extraterrestrial contact, alien invasions, UFO landings, and most of the movies are from the black and white period. But there will be also the new movies, newer movies. So anybody who is interested in UFOs, extraterrestrials, and their reflections in cinema, television, and in art, in music, they shouldn't miss this event. It is going to be a very unique, very special weekend for New York City, because this is the first of the cultural contact this year. We are planning to repeat it every year with different activities, with different speakers. This year, most of the speakers are from this area, New York City area.
Yeah, it's in the East Village area.
Yes, well, from New York City area.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the New Yorkers will know where it is.
Yes.
That's kind of fitting. It has its own little unusual ambiance anyway.
Yes.
So it's a good place to have it.
In fact, just like in any other place, in the East Coast area, UFOs or extraterrestrial contact is not a neglected topic. There are lots of people who wants to go to conferences, who wants to listen to speakers, but when there are no events, not everybody can travel to Nevada or to New Mexico or to Los Angeles, to California. So when there are events, when there are activity, of course there will be listeners and fans,
okay,
too.
Now, really, Farah, there's a lot of contact, abduction stories, and sightings of UFOs in Manhattan, and on the five boroughs. We do a lot of sighting shows, and there are always somebody seeing something there in
New
York.
Yes, ghost activity, hauntings, or spiritual energy. It focuses in some place. When somebody dies suddenly in an unexpected way, sometimes because of a health problem, sometimes because of a suicide case, the spirit cannot move and it gets stuck where he lived the rest of his days or years. So this is how a spirit becomes a ghost. A paranormal activity starts. But of course, here, my country, Turkey, has 5,000 years ago history and archaeology. But here we have, in every part of the United States, the Native Indian legends and the Native Indians' graves, Native Indians' ruins and everything. So I wish we could have more access to do more investigation about Native Indian legends. Again, when I was doing TLC's The Attendance Show, the paranormal show, in most of the locations that we did our investigation, there were Native Indian graves. So they were creating the paranormal activity sometimes, in some cases.
It'll be an interesting chance for them to meet William J. Burns and also Nancy. They've done a wonderful job with UFO Magazine.
Yes.
And they'll be speaking,
it's a very
of course,
good
along
decision,
with Bud Hopkins,
yes,
as we mentioned. And there's always someone,
yes,
at these conferences, Farah, that comes out of the blue. Have you ever noticed somebody with a new experience, a new story? They're attracted. That's,
yes,
one of the great things about having
it. It is going to be a very interesting, very first, after so many years in New York City area. And this is only the beginning, and we have a lot to offer to UFO community as East Coast UFO investigators, publishers, artists, writers. So we are expecting all UFO fans and experiences as well to come and share next weekend with us.
Thank you, Vera. We urge everyone in the New York City area, this weekend is a place for really some very interesting things. It's called the UFO Culture of Contact Conference and Film Festival. And it'll be this weekend, July 22nd through 24th, at the Pioneer Theater on 3rd Street between Avenues A and B, and also at Public School 63, 121 East 3rd Street. Now, that's between 1st Avenue and Avenue A. Vera Gadoza enjoyed it. Thank you very much. For more details, folks, click on the link on this page. Until next time, this is Jerry Pittman thanking you for listening. Cheers.